the political point of hip hop is to be able to think freely. Meaning, do I really have to dress like you to get a job? Do I really have to talk like you to get to eat and feed my family? Do I have to go to your schools? Really? 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 Really?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green / E Color. We here today. What's up, y'all?
What's good?
No doubt. No doubt. So before we get into the real topics, E Color, last week, last Tuesday,
at the
KRS-One show down at the Howard Theater, sir, you say?
I say that you cannot lose when you go to a KRS-One concert, yo.
You put on a hell of a show, huh?
I don't care if you in the front row or the last row, you in there. And the hip-hop was over there, B.
Really?
It was crazy.
So, I'm a Drake fan and KRS-One is old.
Then you weren't there. I don't know what to tell you. You missed an incredible show. It's always an incredible show when Chris is there, yo.
Wow.
Talk about crowd participation. Spot was packed. The Howard Theater.
Yeah.
Packed, B.
That's what's up.
Packed. So he went down into the crowd, performed in the crowd, walking around in the crowd.
No doubt. No doubt.
Pulled this young cat up on stage that ripped it. He comes to the stage, beginning, end of the stage or whatever. He's putting the mic down, everybody. And this little cat, young cat was just getting it. Yanked him up on the stage, and dude ripped it, B. It was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing he didn't do was have Breakers come on this time. That's the only thing I didn't see him do. But other than that, yo, you can't lose.
Ah, KRS-One. No That's doubt. What's good, no doubt. Anyway, Kurt G, you got some stuff.
As far as what?
As far as, I thought you was going to announce it that...
Oh, as far as the listeners?
It's...
Oh, okay, that's what you're talking about. I thought we were going to wait to the end of the show. Okay, well, we want to start something new here. Starting once a month, we want to try to pick out a listener to be a part of the show. Now, if you don't get picked, don't be trying to get at us. We're just going to pick somebody. And starting off this month, representative is going to be the governor. So he'll be in next week.
No doubt. George J., the governor.
What up?
Will be the first live guest on the Hip Hop Digest. Now, granted, we keep some technical difficulties. I just want to put
whenever
that out there.
Whenever we try to do this shit, there's a technical difficulty glitch popping off every time.
No doubt. No
but
doubt.
Hopefully, we get that bug out of here.
So anyway, but that takes care of the general business. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and I say this with a caveat and sincere sadness.
Oh, shit. What's up?
Rest in peace to Frankie Knuckles.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you guys are listening and you're not hearing any hip hop in the background. For this entire show, you're not going to hear any hip hop in the background. Because Frankie Knuckles was not only, they call him the godfather of house, but he was a DJ's DJ. Word. Too important to music, period. Frankie Knuckles came along and been DJing since the mid-70s, okay? With his contemporaries Larry Levan and T. Scott. Speaking of T. Scott, who was the only African-American remixer in the country, period. And he also mixed Houdini's Magic's Wand, for those of you who know what time it really is.
Hip-hop.
Exactly. So, Frankie Knuckles, who was DJing along with Larry Levan, got pulled to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman by the name of Ron Wilson had a club called The Warehouse. Frankie Knuckles is DJing in there. Next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire, and they start calling it house music.
There you go.
Okay? There you go. So, history.
You may be thinking, damn, yo, y'all niggas bugging. It's his house. It ain't got nothing to do with hip-hop. No, it has everything to do with the integrity of being a DJ.
DJ.
House music displays everything that I want for hip-hop. I want hip-hop to be destroyed commercially in the same way disco was killed commercially. I want it to come back to its roots. That's what I want.
And let's just say that disco was to house music as rap is to hip hop.
Oh, exactly. Thank you very much. No, I don't, you know, say that.
It's okay. Gotta
but
do
so
it.
You may be saying, you know, we're going to pour out a little liquor for Frankie Knuckles. But I have a list of DJs because Frankie was a DJ's DJ, who are hip-hop certified but play house music on the regular.
Why?
Tony Touch.
Because they're sick of this bullshit.
Okay. Tony Touch said, I can't play this new shit, meaning new rap. Jazzy Jeff, DJ Spinner, DJ Spin, from the Newmarks in Baltimore, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Hip hop.
Kenny Dope, Todd Terry, all started out as B-boys, all started out as hip hop DJs, all now are proficient in house music. Trust me when I tell you, if you're a grown man and you don't want to listen to Chris Breezy, listen to house. Second topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Island Def Jam breaks down. Basically, Def Jam is already on the deathbed. Def Jam has been given its last rites by the parent label. All labels are being broke down to their individual label components. Island Def Jam will now break down. Motown will get broke down. Island Records will all be broke down into their separate components.
So they can just drop them niggas.
So they can just drop them niggas as soon as the financial balance sheet doesn't add up. Now, we know No ID has a prominent position over there at Def Jam. He's going to have to sell records. Mm-hmm. Now, answer me. I don't know. I know Beaver is on the label. Is Rihanna on that label? On Def Jam?
As far as I know, she's there. Or I think it's Slash Rock Nation. Something's popping off.
And I take it Kanye. Is he still over there?
He's Slash Rock Nation too, I think. But he's still over there.
Okay.
I think they're still involved.
All right. So basically, you got those type of commercial acts. Now, No ID. I don't know what you're going to bring to the table. I don't know. He could be in Atlanta looking for Ratchet Kings right now to try to save his own skin. You don't know.
You gotta get a check.
But the legendary Def Jam has been given his last rites by the major label that owned all the labels anyway.
But really, is this unexpected?
No, it's not unexpected. Again, I'm always melancholy, you know, when it comes down to Def Jam, because Def Jam was the gold, used to be the gold standard.
Before this show, we was playing gold standard Def Jam joints. Back when Def Jam could be trusted. We could walk in the record store, just pick it up, and not even think about it, because you knew you wasn't going to be disappointed when you took it home.
But you're not going to get your tone arm lasered off, are you?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Nah, and the tone arm wasn't for Def Jam specifically.
Okay.
It's funny you mentioned the tone arm, because one of Frankie Knuckles' last project was called Beyond the Tone Arm. Wow. And he had the tone arm on the project. Let me tell you, it's a DJ's DJ.
There you go.
So, no doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Drake's Draft Day is chock full of subliminals. Now, this isn't one of those records that come across King Killer's radar. It's just a Drake record that, from the Dick Rod blog, said is full of subliminals.
We know how you feel about subliminals.
Well, you know, and they go on to say with straight bars aimed at Jay-Z, also known as the corporate. In fact, for those holding personal interest in these sort of things, this is not the first harmony or lullaby from the OVO's head nigga in charge. Basically, you know, the Dick Ride blogs are admitting it. He's talking about the corporate rapper. You know, but
I guess.
What are you subliminal for?
What are you supposed to be doing?
Yo, come right out and hit him on the button.
But what is this nigga doing then?
Yo, what he's doing is looking like chicks out there windmilling. Just windmilling. No blows being landed. Windmilling, my nigga.
Swinging in the air.
Look, I'm just saying, I'm walking through the I'm looking at the tabloids. Going through the grocery store, a little blurb, not a big blurb, but some old, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, secret divorce proceedings or whatever. It's probably not true. If I'm Drake, I'm taking that line, I'm taking that, and I'm saying, if you quit her, I hit her, nigga. You know?
Oh, you pulling bras off.
Damn right.
Woo.
I'm hitting on that nigga on the button.
Now you're going to get Jay to go in the lab and start doing some real shit.
See, right now. Because
now you're going to hit him in the personal.
There you go. Now Jay done went nuclear thermo on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what he deep down afraid of. But I'm just saying, yo, these commercial ass niggas. Cans. You know what I mean? The logic never ceases to amaze me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always got a problem with me when I'm in New York City. I'm buying out the bar. But when Hovi comes home, I'm out the back door. Yo, get the fuck, man. Get direct with this nigga. You know what I mean? Niggas got a problem with me when you in Toronto. Unless Jay-Z there, and I'll leave. Fuck out of here, man.
This nigga's killing me right now. he's all loud and boyish as soon as Jay-Z comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
Jay. That's right. You got the meaning, my nigga. You got the exact meaning and shit. Motherfuckers in Toronto in a booth somewhere and shit. You know, talking about fuck niggas. Yeah, you fuck niggas. This, that, his, that. Soon as Jay-Z show up in town.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I got a lot of respect for Jay-Z.
You know, I love what he's done for the game.
Yeah, all right.
Y'all bugging.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Trick Daddy arrest confirms that he's still alive, for one, and that he's still a thug.
Damn.
Deputies raided Trick Daddy's home. The 40-year-old rapper Trick Daddy, whose real name is Maurice Young.
We know how you love to put the governments out there.
Maurice Young, my nigga. They found 1 gram of powder cocaine. Whoops. That field tested for cocaine positive. A 9mm Sig Sauer and a box of ammunition. And he was booked on possession of cocaine, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and driving with a suspended license.
He just had the trifecta, huh?
Now, Trick Daddy's 40 years old. And by the looks of that mugshot, he ain't looking all that well.
Damn.
I'm just saying, I often wonder as we look at the headlines and, you know, we always see the young rappers in and out of jail for various offenses. Yo, really, B, once you get past the age of 25, 30, you don't really want to be spending too much time in jail.
I don't think anybody hearing that, B.
Me, I want to be in jail at 15, nigga. I don't want to spend no time.
Well, I'm just saying, yo. I mean, Trick, they ain't 40 years old, man. You know, what's this going to do for him?
Absolutely nothing.
Street cred.
Really? He's past that stage.
Yeah, well, if he still has to announce that he's still a thug, maybe not.
Wow. I'm just
Trick Daddy love the kids.
You okay?
No doubt. Huh? Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Andre 3000 reportedly working on an upcoming Aretha Franklin album. Andre 3000 went on to say that he's collaborating with Babyface on a few Aretha Franklin songs. Yo, this nigga's bored.
Oh, damn.
That's the LaFace connect.
Hey, this nigga, I know, I got you. The LaFace, the label, buddies from the old label and shit. But, B, this nigga, people wonder why you can't get an Outkast album. People wonder why you can't get at least 3 stacks going in heavy. He looks at the entire landscape of commercial rap. And he's bored as hell. Matter of fact, he's not even bored. He's not even interested.
Well, he knows that these niggas can't even hold a fucking candle to him. He knows this.
That's what I'm saying. So people all the time ask what's wrong with hip-hop. They generally do that. Yo, son, what's wrong with hip-hop, son? Yeah, every OG, what do you think about what's going on with hip-hop? B, there's indicators. There's indicator. And Andre 3000 is a great indicator. When there were people out there, and I'm not saying, and maybe like Ray or maybe Meth or Redman or whoever, you know, back in the 90s, that's challenging to a guy like Andre 3000.
Right.
So he's like, yo, I got to compete at such a high level that excites me.
Right.
Okay. The Migos from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting that out there. He's saying, so I got to go out there and I got to make verses crazy
verses to compete with this shit? I'm yawning on these niggas. Matter of fact, I won't even wake up to that shit.
Man.
Pronto.
So, I'm just saying, man. You know, 3 Thou. So, you want to know what's wrong with hip-hop? Check 3 Thou. He's working on...
commercial hip-hop, that is.
Commercial rap.
Rap.
I'm not even going to say hip-hop. Commercial rap. He's working on Aretha Franklin projects. He's bored. No doubt.
Call me when the shit comes back to real skills.
Boy.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is to pay a few million dollars for that one Wu-Tang Clan album.
Man.
So he called it, man, what?
I understand. First of all, I'm not going to say any names, okay?
Okay.
No names. I'm just going to say the piece of art.
The piece of art.
I can understand that, but I don't think Picasso or any artist for that matter.
Picasso, baby.
I don't think any of them put a Rembrandt, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they put a dollar amount on their shit. Now, if somebody else comes along and says, I think I'll pay you $10 billion for that, then that's fine. But just make the goddamn thing and just make it. Now I'm going to name names. Now I'm going to say names.
Okay, get in.
It's RZA, B.
RZA?
Fucking RZA. When I read that
Bobby,
ain't no I in woo, B.
Okay, so, and it's funny you said that because I got a quote. I, meaning RZA, got offers at $2 million to start. Then somebody offered $5 million. So we don't know if this is true, but I know it's a quote from RZA, meaning I got offers of $2 and $5 million. Right. Funny you said that.
EYE?
You know?
ain't no I and team, boy.
Yeah.
So anyway, the article goes on to say that RZA himself, Method, Ray, and Ghost probably aren't hurting, but the rest of them could probably use a little cash. Maybe You God, maybe Capadonna, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some of my people like that need the cash, hoping that it would sell. Now, me personally...
But how would the breakdown go?
Well, no, actually, if I'm that type of person, and I'm going to spend, let's say, $8 million on the one joint they're going to press up in the gold or platinum box or whatever it is, I'm saying, but you got to get Ray on there.
Everybody better be on this.
Right. You better get Ray on there. At that point now, I'm paying. I'm like the label owner. You better do something.
We'll see.
So I'm not paying.
As I told Butter, Soul Bounce, I'm like, it ain't a Wu album if all the Wu ain't on it.
That, no doubt.
No, it's not.
So where is the real value?
Don't be fooled by the shiny package.
No doubt.
Man with the golden arms.
Well, anyway, next topic is the Wayback Machine, or I should say, do we practice revisionist history? This revisionist history moment is brought to you by The Source Magazine, April 1993. On the cover of The Source Magazine is Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence, the new king of comedy, plus interviews with Heavy D, Cell Block 4, Diggable Planets, and an article on Def Comedy Jam. And across the top of the magazine is the breakup of EPMD. So that is the Source Magazine. As I flip to the record reviews, which are the key segment, to see if we do revisionist history here. Excuse me as I try to find that here. Sorry about that. I'm bugging.
Pardon my interruption.
Here we go. Okay, so the first album, the biggest one right here, well, it's not the biggest one, just happens to be on the first page, Apache, 4 Mics, Tommy Boy Records. Tupac, Strictly For My Niggas. This is going to get some people hype.
Uh-oh.
3.5 mics. How the fuck you get the Tupac 3.5 mics?
Should I hit a like Kurt did last week?
Go ahead.
Should have been a 5.
Should have been 5.
So anyway, Tupac, Strictly For My Niggas, 3.5 mics. As we turn the page, and we'll find Tragedy, Saga of a Hoodlum, 3.5 mics. Here's an interesting one for you. Kid Rock. Back when he was rapping.
The first Eminem.
2 mics. two mics, my nigga.
That shit was trash.
So Kerr G made an interesting point you were saying earlier.
I said if they were reviewing it now, he'd get fired.
Wow.
because he's such a star.
Exactly.
Kid Rock became a superstar.
He did.
$1, ooh, you're a star now.
Caught the vapors.
So Kid Rock, only two mics. It's so incredible, yo. No doubt. The Detroit native himself, no doubt. As we continue on, a group called Madcap, three mics. Look, Ma Dukes, no hands. Speaking of Ma Dukes, that was the name of their album.
No doubt.
Ali D, Bring It On, three mics. Moni Love, In a World of Two, three mics. And that would be your, Naughty by Nature. Got one more page. Naughty by Nature, 1993, three and a half mics. Gigolo Tony and the Ghetto Soldiers, two mics. Strictly Roots, Beg No Friends, three mics.
Damn, they reviewed a lot of albums in that edition, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Exactly. That's from the source, 1993. So, wow, it's very interesting how a situation like that today is totally flipped. Kid Rock would not only have five mics, but he'd be on the cover.
Damn.
And have motherfuckers tell you how he's setting the new standard. Okay, but back when the art was pure, they throw a motherfucker like Kid Rock under the bus, two mics. He wasn't that good to begin with. Probably was a better DJ. Should have stayed with cutting and scratching.
Damn. Yeah, well, again, I wonder what the source... Listeners, tell us what the source is right now, because I really don't know.
Yeah, the source is nothing. I'm going to tell you what it is. That's why we're pulling out the source from back when the culture and everything had standards. See, the source now is nothing.
Oh, it's a bunch of advertisements.
Beyond the advertisements, B. I mean, come on. You know, because the day Benzino got involved, you know, you got that Spectre. Then, of course, the episode when all of the joints that they gave four and a half mics, two, right, three mics that end up becoming classics, they want to all of a sudden give five mics.
Why didn't work at the source back then, nigga?
You know what I mean? Giving undeserving albums five mics. I mean, so the source is, there's no factor. This is from the golden era. You know, this is when it was pure, or as pure as you could get.
And they was giving their real opinions.
Exactly.
Yeah, before niggas was running up in the building.
No doubt.
Well, they might have been. It just wasn't getting talked about. But
so, indeed.
What's some of them names? Like, where are they now? We don't even know.
Well, that's what I'm saying, B. That's why I decided, yo. The Wayback Machine. We're going to pull it out and see who was getting who and what's what. No doubt.
There it is.
So, anyway, this is actually recording day. Is a little bit of an anniversary for me and Kurt G. And that anniversary consists of 10 years ago tonight.
This exact date,
recording night.
04.
No doubt. We got our one and only airplay on the radio.
Wow.
This is the 10th anniversary of a record that me and Kurt G produced called I Heard Shots. Me and Kurt G used to run a very small boutique record label, Parkway Recordings.
Indeed.
Yes.
Got the banner still somewhere around here.
No, we do. Exactly. And the two producers, me and Kurt G, Beatmatics Recordings.
Yes.
No doubt. So they used to have this local, kiss it or diss it type of show that they used to play, WPGC, which is now changed formats.
Yes.
Temporary hit radio.
Yes. They got Wiggers running it now.
Hey, Wiggers sounding more black than me.
Yes. Yes. They over there. They're overdoing it.
So they actually played the joint. And so is that going to be the last cut of the night?
You know what? That will be the last cut.
There it is.
I will make that the last cut. You can hear this joint called I Heard Shots.
So anyway, now there's a small story that goes with the record. We were trying to make not really a concept record, but we were thinking, look, let's dumb down the hook.
Right.
We told, which is Kurt G's brother, Sha Rip.
Right.
And my cousin, Nomad, they were the MCs. But we told them, look, dumb down the hook.
Right.
Dumb as you can absolutely, because, you know, even in 04, dumb hooks was all the rage. So we're going to try our hand at dumbing down the hook.
Yes.
So we made it. And I'm actually proud of the record because I think actually the track itself and I think the rhymes are pretty good. I mean, you know, it's my cut, you know. Yeah. So you can kiss it or diss it. You can think what you want. But it's from me and Kurt G. Parkway Recordings 10 years ago tonight.
Hello.
There it is.
I heard shots.
I'm not an artist, so I'm not going to take it personal.
No, I ain't going to take it personal either. I mean, it's 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's good. So E Color, what you got?
Oh, well, let's see. As I was so instructed today to tell you, sir, by Average Bro.
Who live up the street and can't even come down to the lab.
You might as well put that on record.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go ahead and put that in a cart.
Yeah.
Just hit play.
All right.
But he wanted to. Everybody knows that shit across your wire is dead. But he wanted to hear what you might have had to say about the king, and I'm not talking about God. I'm not talking about Run DMC. LeBron James's verse or something like that.
LeBron James got a verse on something?
Yo, check it out.
I ain't hear it.
You know what?
I don't want to hear it.
You know what? For the life of me, I'm getting old, but I wish I could remember the name of that soundtrack where they took all these players, mostly NBA players, and gave them a verse. I mean, you had Shaq, Gary Payton. I mean, these all way back in the early 90s, they put out this hip-hop and basketball soundtrack thing, and for the life of me, I can't remember the name of that shit. That's what I think about LeBron's verse. He's just another fucking basketball player who's
too much money
too much time on his hands and shit. Yeah, we're going to get LeBron in here. You know what I'm saying?
Spit some bars.
Swag, my nigga. Swag.
I guess because he can hang around Drake and Jay-Z and them. He think he can rhyme now. I guess he feels he can get in their game.
So, Average Bro, I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. LeBron would have to be extraordinary. And he's not. And you know he's not. And he's doing it just because he can. I mean, that's right up there with the Kobe Bryant album. Put out on a major label. Columbia Records.
Kobe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that garbage.
Straight up.
I mean, that's right up there with who else?
Like, that should have been the last cut of the day. You think you can hear that Kobe cut? Damn, that shit was trash.
Hey, B, I'm just trying to tell you, yo. You know what I mean? Or
everybody was rapping.
Everybody was Raven Simone. Sitting up there with a motherfucking gangster Scully on with her arms folded and shit. Fuck, done?
B.
Really?
I don't even know, B.
Scully.
Yeah, exactly. I think she might have had Lokes on, too, son.
Yeah, she saw Hammer.
Damn.
Yo,
legit to quit.
I don't know what the fuck Diff is talking about right now, but he is blowing up my text saying, all I have here, it says, it's called Beat Kept Secrets. That's CD Elton's talking about.
That's it.
Best kept secrets.
Best kept secrets.
What the fuck? How did that? Is Diff in here?
I don't know.
The fuck?
But in any case.
How did he know that shit?
Hey, B, Diff a scholar, so. Yes.
Diff off that NSA?
B, that's the name of that CD. And it had all these NBA guys on it.
I'm wondering where the fuck Diff is hearing us from, though, B. I'm secret. Real talk right now. The fuck? Woo, and then real quick, we're not going to draw this one out, but I've been discussing here on Twitter with Bulgari Black about what I perceive to be a semi-slight to Curtis Blow.
Oh, okay.
As far as not getting the props that I feel that he deserves. So I said, you know, Bulgari was like, he didn't know Curtis except for, you know, the breaks and basketball. So I put him on If I Rule the World.
Obviously.
Still didn't really impress him too much.
Oh.
So I'm like, son, dude is one of the dudes who helped the transition from Ba Diggy Ba to, like.
Well, he's from that era.
Right. But I'm saying, but he transitioned from the call and response basic to actually rhyming.
Right. I mean, but see, when you know, if you're not really up on your history, then Curtis Blow will get forgotten.
Yeah.
But Curtis Blow was the absolute first, the quote-unquote king of New York. People like to take that moniker, whoever feel like they can snatch it these days.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, the first king of New York was Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow.
Exactly. Curtis Blow, again, coming from that era, was the first to blow.
No doubt.
He was the first to blow.
Excuse the pun.
You know what I'm saying? Curtis Blow, one of the first people who was on Soul Train, got dissed heavily.
Oh, yeah. You watched that clip on
by Don YouTube Cornelius. Whatever.
That was whack, B.
Hey, J.
Don Cornelius.
Exactly. So
I had no idea.
There's nothing that, you know, first of all, you say Curtis Blow, and if there really was a Hip Hop Hall of Fame, he'd already be in. Because he'd be in the first or second class. I mean, the real first and second class. See, the class don't start with Tupac and Biggie. There was really a Hall of Fame. I don't even think they'd be in yet. Because I got to let enough time go by. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
These motherfuckers nowadays, you have a record for 6 months. They want to put you in there.
Future Hall of Famer.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So
I want to see
you. Bagari Black, you need to get up on your history, son. Curtis Blow actually was a great artist, but also to me produced one of the greatest 12-inch singles of all time. That Fat Boys joint.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Not All You Can Eat.
Jailhouse Rap.
Jailhouse Rap. Thank you.
The pianos on that shit is crazy.
And that's Curtis Blow on those keyboards. He produced the Fat Boys Jailhouse Rap. That is one of the greatest 12-inches. Yeah. Musically, aesthetically, that's bananas. So that's what you need to check out. Shout to Curtis Blow. Shout to Fat Boys.
And no doubt, and before we do get out of here, we got to also give shout out to Recap the Recap Show. They did a review on our show last week, yo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Me and Kerr G was in here, and we listening to that review. That's crazy, somebody reviewing us.
Man,
yeah, that shit sounded funny. It's like, they talking about us?
Right.
No
right.
doubt. So anyway, but Kerr G did want to clear up one part of the review.
Right. Uh-oh. Yeah, we don't hate on them cats for making their money and being successful.
No, we
they always can make
say
as
that.
Much money as they want to make.
Right.
But when it comes to hip hop, at least keep it pure.
Yeah,
these niggas make a lot
like
of money
that.
Off of hip hop, but they don't want to give nothing back to hip hop.
Well, yeah, and that's all we were saying is, and he gave a Puff and the corporate as an example of we don't like them making money. We love them making money.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah,
your
be
principles
for young cats to show them right. that there's other ways to make money besides rap.
But your principles when
right.
it comes to hip hop sucks.
All this money you made off of hip hop and you ain't giving nothing back, and I ain't talking about money.
Right.
To
right,
me,
right.
time is worth more than
no
money because you're only
doubt.
On the earth for a little while.
Word.
So give your time.
But
at least go to some of these beat battles and some of these things and judge them and show things. To give cats like, okay, yeah, he's accessible. He's not big Jay-Z. He's on top of this mountain. We can't touch him. Come down off your mountain and go to a show and watch some cats b-boy and breaking and doing graffiti and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you can't touch him.
Hammer, nigga.
That's why we hating on him.
So,
no doubt. But a little bit at the end, though, he's going to start talking about messing up his shirt, throwing up with about us Eagle fans and whatnot, though. You got a Redskin fan in here.
Yeah, I am a Redskin fan.
A beleaguered Redskin fan right now, but it's all good.
Yeah, because I'm not believing the hype.
Business.
So anyway, so we're gone. We're finished.
That's
oh,
it,
no,
yo.
I got the album
oh,
this week.
Oh, shit.
The week.
Well, see,
week
we just become accustomed to it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've been out the zone. Yeah, so this week we got Minds 1 and Kev Brown Pillars EP, which is actually doubling as the instrumental for the week because it's this eight song EP, but he gives you the instrumentals at the end of that.
Oh, okay.
So you got the instrumentals in that. So that's both.
Word.
And then the ninth one that presents Jamla is the Squad.
Yo, oh, that's dope. I
tell you.
I already listened to it.
Right, but you were catching up.
I was, exactly.
Because you had to get past Black Milk.
No doubt. Right. And Yazeen Bank.
No doubt. That was dope, too. So that's it.
We're gone.
That's
all.
Peace.
One.
Legend, C.
One
Graves.
Time for that mind.
Yeah. Real hip hop, you know what I mean?
C.
Like
Graves,
it is always
and
forever.
Almighty.
It's one hood, you know?
Hey, yo, early to rise, waking big, still grind, making cake, watch the dough rise in time, counting the NY minutes, hot like
cracking safes. 90 degrees while the place surrounded by Jake. Every moment a rush, like the great escape. Mission to free every political prisoner, prison break. World taking my storm, yet still correcting mistakes. Perfection, operation of travels, watch my martyrs. In the hip hop market or merchant's barter. Some work like grasshoppers while caterpillars work harder. Grass never greener on the next man's side. So why bother watching neighbors instead grind? World seeing colors through the blind man's eye. Yet envision the scene we seen inside. So eyes get the lights flare. Rebirth, transformation in skies. Been struggling through dark nights. I'm ready for sunshine.
Truthful transitions in transit. Sentiments transmitted. Just too big for the bandwidth. Jam with the rhythm in my shadow. I'm dancing. Celebrating life. Living enchanted. Advancing. I'm ready.
Keeps it eye tight because it's vital. Can't fall victim to the wicked system cycle. Meditate, blow steam, medicate, blow green. No pollution of the mind, God, go green. Build a team of AI likes around the globe. And go back to the science and all the lessons we told you. I'm hopeful. Spoke to so many in this time. Of course we paint pictures with these rhymes. So vivid with designs. So optimistic in this prime. Realistic. Kicking ballistics. Forever shine. Immortal what we saw true. The catalog's the offering. Watch when we fall through. We bring it all new. And then we'll take it back to move forward. I'm ready to live my life like the chorus. I've been living, but the science is elevation. It's JR, wars and life, the awakening, stimulus.
Solar rays, so controlling the day. Castle crown him. When Saturn returns, I'ma crown him. To the heights, like I'm writing the song. Songs in the storm. Keep bringing it on, cause I'm ready.
Infinity's epitome, my delivery is immaculate conception. In this industry's inaccurate reflection of trapping and clapping weapons. The glamorization of all manner of hating. I cock the hammer at saying they got cameras in our faces like they paparazzi. Cause we wear it and seeing blacks when you watching hockey. And everybody else that raps is just a carbon copy. That's why you starving probably in a recession trying to market your hobby. We the professional, for ethical, rebel folk. To be technical, I don't get your writing so it's illegible. And stop calling C-Rays looking for plays. We don't pay. Hey, yo, so your fake game's over X. Big dog, call me Great Dane Soldier. I rob you when you just be handing fake chains over. I'm the ripper that's splitting your head quicker than the blind barber fading you with razor edge flippers.
I'm ready.
Tripping when the snare's kicking, I'll be slipping out of a coma. The rhythm is in the aroma that's spilling out of a bakery. I need to get my filling of treble and bass, so grab me your plate. Don't have the capacity to wait patiently, only audacity to test fate. I will steal the mic straight from Satan himself and stare vacantly. Only a fool blatantly will leave a pot of cool on the windowsill. I might think it's my mistakenly, so pay the fee. Yes, I lay waste to pastry, smother a metaphor, cover with syrup from a maple leaf. My stomach grumbling, your hunger's only make believe, so get up out the kitchen when we're spitting lyrical analogies out of our mouth like sunflower seeds and take the miraculous rhyme beyond the pinnacle of calories.
Ruthless criminal,
heavy premeditation,
the beat
brutally mutilated with innovation.
Minds manipulated,
the vomit is
two elements,
perfect combination,
the rhymes,
beautiful musical personification.
Minds manipulated,
the vomit is
early to rise, but even later to bed. Maybe delirium is set in my head. Visions of waterproof leather and suede that play rhythm and blues. My shoestring started gripping the tools. Akai MP and SB12, 100 wallaby souls. Started digging for old records deep in the crates. I'm asleep but awake. Is the beat a mistake? My Nike Air start recording the tape. The sample sequence, intelligent layers of ambience. My camouflage overcoat was doing the damage. And upon a breakbeat, never can waste time. But all of a sudden, my Timberland started lacing a baseline. The subwoofers rumbling, crumbling like a fighter's chin. Polo sweater, champion hoodie started a ciphering. Manifestation of my inner passion motivates my day to day. I keep an open eye because it's my saving grace. Ruthless criminal,
heavy premeditation,
the beat
brutally mutilated with innovation. Minds manipulated,
the rhyming is
perfect
combination,
the rhymes,
beautiful musical personification.
Minds manipulated, the rhyming is
Gorilla grip, silverback, grade A material. Great apes can melee the main stage, adhering to the laws of nature. Holding a tongue, I clutch mics, opposable thumbs in the glow of the sun with prehensile. Tails, I'm reaching for lost artifacts, pencils, braille. I'm teaching the old auto rap, slow flow, bonobo, fecal matter, your habitat. Regardless the environment, we can mash in an avalanche.
Ambush predator when I'm throwing the first blow. Let my jaw pop wide open, swallow the verse whole. The pen is lethal, fathom the level of evil when Adam and Eve are even. Believing that I'm the devil, stay close to the undergrowth. Best known mangling slang, finger length fangs, strangling things. Cold blood, grapple mics till they pallid and pale. Back away slow when you hear the rattling tail.
Ruthless criminal,
heavy premeditation,
the beat
brutally mutilated with innovation.
Minds manipulated, the rhyming is
two elements,
perfect combination,
the rhymes,
beautiful musical personification.
Minds manipulated, the rhyming is
took you to another level.
Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost.
Racism, church, gizm, caste system, capsizing nice, capsule more drillings, villains, making more villains, 5 fans, 10 hands, 20 fingers, 1 land. So far from Pangea, water pressure rising, and nothing is good to drink. While Exxon Mobil and Russia wearing their minks, red back on the horizon, never watch the sun rise. And we watching that channel 5,
getting force fed lies.
This point, hope you open your eyes, peep the scam, make you feel like less of a man. If you don't fire that nuke, follow Uncle Sam's plan. Probably get jammed under Uncle Sam's land. Got my hands in my palm like higher power damn. How do I believe what the church choir sang when we're clearly overseas killing niggas for land? They say take action, but I barely have a plan for this racism, church, gizm, caste system. Capsizing ice capsules, door drillings, villains making more villains. 5 fans, 10 hands, 20 fingers, 1 land. So far from Pangea, racism, church, schism, caste system, capsizing ice capsules, all drillings, villains making more villains, 5 fans, 10 hands, 20 fingers, 1 land. So far from Pangea, can you rule the world through control, demolition, they eyes on the oil while they water is depleting that war, or defeated, we already retreated to war TV screens and treated like a fucking higher power, media will devour the weak minds of these cowards, only weapon is knowledge, not that shit you learn in college, what you learn in your own, analyzing the globe, slim chance of hope, don't believe in hierarchies that you answer to a pope, I can't cope. Reading through these pages in my iPad notes, like why AIDS and crack popped up in the same era, like why JFK was murdered with smoke and mirrors, like why Building 7 was never under the limelight, like, well, all questions answered in time, right? Or did you mean when the time's right, big brother? You crooked motherfucker with your racism, church, schism, caste system, capsizing ice capsules, all drillings, villains making more villains, 5 fans, 10 hands, 20 fingers, 1 land. So far from Pangea, racism, church, schism, caste system, capsizing ice capsules, all drillings, villains making more villains, 5 fans, 10 hands, 20 fingers, 1 land. So far from Pangea, racism, church, schism, caste system, capsizing ice capsules, all drillings, villains making more villains, 5 fans, 10 hands, 20 fingers, 1 land. This is America. Yeah, the land of the brave, built by the hands of the slaves. Yeah, you're in America, the land of the brave, built by the hands of the slaves. Welcome to America, the land of the brave, built by the hands of the slaves. Yeah, you're in America, the land of the brave, built by the hands of the slaves.
Don't front, cause you know I got you.
I'm flipping the flow for it be that nigga that's from the go for niggas they don't know him. For all you rappers biting your tongues, I hope you choke on them. I'm killing rappers, turning them ghosts, but niggas is ghosts for them. Baby, let me coach for them. I'm putting them in the game. See, I'm a sharpshooter. You better switch up your aim. I save my pockets, spots, and pins for when you making it rain. Treating girls like jerseys, cause they giving me numbers and names. How you doing? Nice to meet ya. Yeah, it's nice to know me. The girls give it to me. You were thinking that they owe me. One hit a quitter, Jody. What's my name? Toby? No, I'm Ed too. I'm the one like Obi. You know me. Back to the basics. Better trace this. Can't erase this. Better chase this. The nigga be running the track like some Asics. Nigga, shit is a breeze. Nigga, I kill it with ease. Bitches are sick as a sneeze. Competing with me, shit, nigga, please. A good night with a badass girl, and I'm cool. Similar to a pool in the summertime. Got me feeling like a ceiling, I be over their mind. Wine, I get better with time. Why? I look better in limelight. See the way that we shine bright. Them niggas is blind, and we don't play like we ride the pine. And my niggas be having clips. What you think we talking about, Vine? No, man, we still making them classics. Never change like blackberry molasses. More jams than traffic. No, nigga can pass it. Roast, toast, niggas without raising our glasses. I know you're praying I miss. I'm sorry that don't exist. Find you a star, make you a wish. Think of your life, give it a kiss. You know I be killing beginning to end and beginning to feel like it's infinite ribbon. It's rapping like it was a ribbon that was over some rapping. It's Christmas, nigga.
What's good, man? It's your boy Red Dot, a.k.a. Mr. 106 and Fat, man. And y'all know when I'm back in town, y'all know I'm banging 95.5 home jams, man.
Parkway. This is the Beatmatic production.
When the booty started shaking and bouncing all around, she went from a nickel to a dime piece now. I'm out of smoke clouds with my grill on ground. Haters buy me rounds cause they wanna be down with the P-A-R-K-W-A-Y. The hard way, short way, isn't the way I grab the mic and make it hot, blaze the spot.
From the get, baby, I've been crazy with words in the flow. Polished it like a baby daddy just waiting to blow. Pay my rent, plus my dues, took my lumps and my brews. I'm bull intolerant, I'd hate to bury you. I like to catch a shorty ranging 25 to 40, type of sporty, type to hit the L, type to like the naughty, like the Mardi Gras. C-shot, strap like a bra, you can run up on me. Get your squad, clap like a bra. People started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Heard shots. People started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Heard shots. People started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Heard shots. People started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Heard shots. I'm approaching that. My style cut you close. For me, watch you step and tuck your neck. Cause you don't really know. With the Tommy Mac, I'm taking all the marbles and the sack. Celebrating, spread cheese around and gargle in the yak. Slap the plaque off the jewels. If I'm thinking you can do it, so foolish. But I'm quick I punch you in your viewers. I'm a newer, like I'm getting done up. Be wise if you run up. Shot heavy machine gunner. Put your eyes on your stomach.
Full clips in my lips about to squeeze on. Squeeze one more for the real hardcore. Deep fried looking crispy. I get raw. I'm down with Parkway. This is how we ball. Take a 10-step draw. This is the last call. Dropping bombs on y'all like shock and awe. Uh-oh, my clip is empty. Got one more. Spitting 16s, putting bodies on the floor.
That's why I started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Her shot started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Her shot started running and falling on the ground. Started running and falling on the ground. Her shot started running and falling on the ground. Started running and falling on the ground. Hurt shots. Feet at all times, that's standard arm distance. You violating this line, can get the drama lit. Arm of fist, plant a baby bomb just beyond the wrist. Now magicians mix liquids to embalm you with. Shot, put the rip, y'all. You ain't feeling me, Paul. No, on the zipper. Let me get my chips up like an Annie with a stolen fanny holding down machines. Chicks with expensive panties just to throw me down the cream.
I creep, but dig deep. My click is concrete. I speak, I draw heat. Protect this technique. My tongue is like grease. My flow is straight beast. My style, I keep street. That talk is straight beat. But me, no worry, as you can see. Putting all on me, putting mad on T. I'm just a young GMC. I'm hungry. The way I murder this beat, we getting ready to eat.
That's why people started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Her shot was started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Her shot started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Her shot started running and falling on the ground. People started running and falling on the ground. Her shots.
Yeah, DC's number one WPGC 95.5. Uh-oh. DC home jams shots. Right there. Uh-oh. Nomad and Shot Rip.
Uh-oh. Flex, I heard shots.
You like that joint right there?
Yeah,
right,
Joe.
That's Parkway Recordings. They put that joint down right there.
But you know what, man? A lot of the artists don't understand that the best thing of the record outside of the beat is the catchy hook.
You got to have it, man. You think about this, man. That's all people mostly remember in a song is the hook and the beat. I mean, yep. That's it. So that's half your battle. So you want to definitely have a catchy hook. That joint was hitting right there, right?
The beat is going to make the honeys bounce.
Right.
And the hook is going to make the fellas say, I heard shots. Uh-oh.